Hi, everybody. Today, I'd like to talk about a topic that is becoming an epidemic in adults and in children, which is anxiety and depression. I mean, the world that we live in today is a hard world to live in, and there's so many people being diagnosed with anxiety, ADD, ADHD, depression, bipolar. The answer always lies in the root cause. This is the main situation that the medical profession and the psychiatric profession never wants you to find out. What is the root cause of anxiety? What is the root cause of depression? What is the root cause of disease? And the root cause of all disease, all mental illness, if you want to call it mental illness, is toxicity. It's toxicity that we get from the environment in which we live. Now, you have two environments that contribute to anxiety and depression and disease for that matter. You have your internal environment and you have your external environment. The internal environment is every single thing that you consume, every single thing that you put inside your body. And the external environment is where you live, your home environment, and your work environment. And those can be just as toxic as the inside of your body as well. So the first step in conquering anxiety or depression or any negative health condition for that reason is addressing the root cause. Step one is evaluating your internal and your external environment. What are you putting in your body? If you're putting toxic substances in your body, metals, chemicals, glyphosate, gluten, GMOs, fluoride, hundreds of thousands of chemicals that we're bombarding our body with on a daily basis, and you live in a toxic environment in your home. A toxic environment in your home would be you're watching negative things on TV. Your air quality is really bad and you have mold and fungus and you might not even know it. Your water quality is extremely bad and is contaminated with a lot of chemicals and toxins. The shampoos, the toothpaste, every single thing that you use inside your home, from air fresheners to laundry detergents to cleaning agents, all of that stuff needs to be evaluated because all of that stuff gets mixed up somehow or another and can contaminate you on a regular basis. Heal the gut, heal the brain. That is the mantra that has been successful multiple times. You can take any mental health condition that you want and it's associated with how healthy your gut is. So first of all, we use an oxygen-based intestinal cleanser called OxyPowder. We clean the gut really, really well, and then we put in really high-level amounts of probiotics, and that stimulates and helps the mental conditions and helps reduce any type of anxiety or anything like that. So heal the gut, heal the mind. Next thing we want to do is cleanse and detoxify the liver. When the liver gets congested, all of those chemicals can go back into the bloodstream and they can go up into the brain. All of these chemicals up in the brain that are firing and all this toxicity in the brain can lead you to, you know, have losing your thought, not being able to focus, you know, as well as parasites and bacteria and fungus and all these other things we're finding in the mind that can contribute to mental so-called illness. I don't believe that there's a mental illness. I mean, we all, you know, suffer from depression or anger and all, you know, all these different things from time to time. But the good news is there's always solutions to that. And the solutions are cleansing your body and detoxifying your body on a regular basis. After we heal the gut, after we do multiple liver cleanses, maybe one liver and gallbladder cleanse, then we focus on the other cause, the root cause of what's causing these conditions, which are microbial or harmful organisms. And these harmful organisms can be viruses, bacteria, funguses, different types of candidas that can cross the blood-brain barrier. We know they cross the blood-brain barrier now because of the cell phones. We know the damage that radiation is doing to the brain as well with the 5G and with the cell phone towers everywhere. So as we clean our body and we clean our these harmful organisms out of the body, that helps restore our normal balance. See, our body has the ability to heal every single thing, every single condition, if we just clean it out and keep it clean. So after we heal and repair the gut, then we do the liver and gallbladder, then we do the harmful organism cleanse. And at the same time, we are cleaning our external environment. Now the next big thing that we recommend, or that I used to use in our practice for anybody suffering from anxiety or depression, is meditation. Meditation works wonders for anything you're suffering from, any type of brain or mental, or you know, even when you have negative thought patterns that are coming into your head, you can stop, do some deep breathing, and do some meditation. You know, there's plenty of guided meditations. There's plenty of still, non-guided, non-musical meditations that you can do. You can watch my video on how to meditate, how I meditate. But meditation, you should do a lot of research on meditation, because meditation is free, doesn't cost any money, and it's one of the most powerful methods that can totally rejuvenate your whole life, including any anxiety and depression that you may be feeling. Once a day, take the stairs at work. Just get your blood flowing. Do a little bit of exercise. That is a really good free remedy for anxiety and depression as well. And then another thing that we found is that most people that are anxious or deal with depression or stress, they're not getting enough sleep. So it's very important for you to get enough sleep. Try to sleep 8 hours a night. Get rid of all the electronics in your bedroom. Put an air purification system in your bedroom. Make sure that there's no sounds or light when you sleep. So you can get one of those eye masks, and you can also use earplugs when you sleep. And make sure your bedroom is an oasis, okay? You want where you sleep to be an oasis. Cooking, for example, also is a great remedy for anxiety and depression, because you're actually touching the food and you're preparing a food for yourself. It's very important that you avoid GMOs, that you avoid gluten, avoid meat as much as you possibly can, and really focus on changing your diet to eating more raw organic foods on a regular basis, and drinking more water. We also know that one of the big contributors to mental health is dehydration in the brain and not enough essential fatty acids. You know, sea buckthorn is very good. Any type of vegetarian based essential fatty acids also is really good for the brain, kind of that brain nutrition and that brain support. But water, water, water. You know, evaluating people that have been or that have chronic depression or chronic anxiety, most of the time, I would say 95% of the time, they're extremely dehydrated. They drink a lot of caffeine. Some of them drink a lot of alcohol, eat a lot of sugar. So you want to get rid of your sugar, get rid of your alcohol, get rid of your caffeine, or at least reduce it. But you want to drink plenty of water. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. You'll be amazed at how a lot of those symptoms can just go away with water. Another thing is laughter. You know, instead of watching shows that depress you and shows that have a lot of killing in them, watch things that make you laugh, whatever that could be. Maybe it's America's Funniest Home Videos, I don't know. But I mean, find comedy shows or something that's going to make you laugh, because laughter heals. And laughter is a very, very powerful medicine, especially when you're down or you're depressed or you're anxious or something like that. It breaks your chain of thought, and it's extremely powerful. Some of the things that I recommend, or some of the things that I use, are iodine, the detoxidine. And the reason why is it's been shown that people have high levels of bromine, chlorine, and fluoride in their brain. It calcifies the pineal gland. You can type in YouTube, calcifying pineal gland. That has an effect on how you think. And so what iodine does is it goes in and it helps decalcify your pineal gland. And it's extremely effective. Most people are deficient in iodine, and especially people that are suffering from any form of mental condition. including people that are ADD, ADHD, autism, all of that. Anything that has to do with the brain most likely is an iodine deficiency. So I highly recommend doing some research on iodine and utilizing the detoxidine. One other thing is lithium orotate is extremely effective for balancing out the brain and neurochemicals. And we have a formula called Neurofusion. There's plenty of different formulas out there. Neurofusion was specifically designed as a happy pill. I wanted to put something together that people that suffered from bouts of anxiety and stress on a regular basis could take that could help buffer that out. So I hope that I've given you some good tips for dealing with and conquering. Just know that you have the power within you to conquer anything that you might be suffering from. We've had thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have just cleansed their body and taken some time off and rested and really paid attention to the root cause of what's causing their anxiety or what's causing their depression. Because that's something that you should look at and you should look in the mirror, and hopefully you're happy with yourself. But just know this, the body can heal amazingly fast. The mind can heal amazingly fast. You just have to look around yourself and figure out what it is that's causing those things, bringing that into your life. And once you do that, you have the power to heal anything. I'm Dr. Group. Live healthy.